The question that I start everybody with is, what made you decide to throw your hat in the ring for Becker School Board? It's not a real high-profile, glamorous-type job.
I guess the biggest thing is that I have a master's in teaching, and I've always been drawn to education. No matter what I've done in life, I've always come back to doing something involving kids. And I think since my kids are the ages that they are now, it's a good time to start doing something again. I've been subbing in local schools the past couple of years, and I like that. I do want to be more involved, though. I don't think classroom teaching is the place for me, just because of, I guess, the politics involved, but not even just politics, but like the testing, how you have to teach for the tests instead of teaching to teach. I'm a big advocate for teaching to teach instead of teaching for tests. So teachers these days don't have a lot of say-so in what they get to teach, like even how they present their own curriculum. Unless I were to teach in a private school, that's just not really my path in education, I think.
The second question I ask everyone, as a parent of somebody that has a number of kids going through the district, what do you think that Becker Public Schools does really well, does better than anybody else?
I would have to say the activities and sports that we offer through 4 years old and up. The very first thing that I learned when I moved to Becker was, if Becker doesn't offer a sport or activity that my kid is interested in, I need to tell somebody and they'll find a home for them, whether it's through a co-op or starting a team from scratch or a group from scratch, whatever it is. And that has always rang true. My 13-year-old plays for the Princeton hockey team for the high school. I mean, that's through a co-op. My 8-year-old is interested in swimming, and I was just told recently that their co-op is through Corey and St. Cloud, and so he's really excited to hear about that, because if you looked at the handbook 6 months ago, swimming wasn't listed for boys. And I was like, we have this beautiful facility, and we don't have a swimming team for boys. That's weird. But it's just through a co-op. Same thing for hockey. Becker Big Lake for boys play together, but they play in Princeton. And then Princeton Becker Big Lake for girls.
Of course, there has to have been an issue or an idea that drew you to run for school board. When you lay your head down at night and you think about your kids and your kids' education, do you see any dark clouds or any challenges on the horizon for Becker Public Schools?
You have a lot of state decisions that are being handed down to the public school systems. Like I said, the teachers don't have any say-so in that curriculum. They don't get to decide what standards they teach and don't teach. They don't get to decide how they present that curriculum. And some of them go rogue and teach what they want to teach. Some of them stay true to what they're supposed to. It just kind of depends. There's a lot of standards coming down that I know a lot of teachers don't even want to teach. And there's a lot of things that I think are important, like math and reading. We're not meeting the mark on that as a state. Our MEA scores came back and they are not great for multiple years in a row now. And yet we're adding stuff to the curriculum that really just school should be reading, writing, and math. The whole reason we added science to the curriculum was because of the Cold War.
Now let me ask you this. If you are on the school board and the state passes down a mandate that says a third grade will have to teach this, or a eighth grade will have to teach this, and you hear from the teachers that this isn't part of what they want to teach, how would you guide those teachers forward?
I'm not afraid to advocate for education. I'm not afraid to advocate for educators, or and especially not for students. When it comes to things that I don't agree with, or I hear teachers don't agree with, and what's being taught in schools, I'm not afraid to voice those opinions. When I was in Washington State, I worked for the Department of Revenue for several years. One aspect of my job that wasn't really a part of my job description, but I did it anyway, was I would go to Olympia and advocate just for our office, how our office is run versus how Olympia feels it should have been run. And it was because my boss knew that I wasn't afraid to stand up for what I believe in and say, no, this is your idea and this is why it doesn't work. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's at our school level. It doesn't matter if it's at the state level. As a nation, I'm not afraid of getting in touch with the people who need to be reached out to get things changed for the better of our kids.
Let me circle back. You mentioned that the only reason we teach science in school is because of the Cold War. Do you believe that science education has a place in public schools?
Absolutely, yeah. I don't really know how to word it, but there's a lot of people who think of doctors or policemen or whatever, and it's policeman, not policewoman. When you think of a scientist, how many times do you think of a girl scientist instead of just a scientist, you know? And like, it could be a boy or a girl. The higher up you get in higher education for science, the fewer women are. And I think that we need to do a better job of reaching out to girls at a younger age and telling them, hey, science is cool. The whole point that I said about the Cold War, though, is that like we got projectors in our classrooms because of the Cold War to teach science, to teach higher level math. It wasn't until our country saw a need for the future to add that into the curriculum. But yeah, science is great, especially because science incorporates reading, writing, and math. It all makes it real world.
I give everybody this opportunity. It's the campaign speech. It's the elevator speech. Why should we vote for Kerry for school board?
Like I said, I have 4 kids already in the school. Each one of my kids is at a different school, so I'm invested in every single one of the buildings and how it's run and hopefully run well. I have my youngest 2 are up and coming. They're both 1 year old, and so I'm in it for the long haul. I have 17 years left of my kids going to Becker Schools, and I want what's best for not only my kids, but all kids. I coach little kids sports. I substitute in the schools, like I said, and so a lot of the times I'll go in the grocery store and I'll tell my husband, like, oh, that's one of my kids. And I'm not talking about one of my 6 kids. It's one of my other kids. And so I don't see it as in it just for my family, just for my kids. It's for all of my kids.
Those are the questions that I wanted to ask. Was there anything in particular you wanted to bring to the table?